Hymn number 453 in the Red Book, 453. There's within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Last night, we were encouraged to be filled and be led in every area of our lives by the Holy Spirit. Pastor John was sharing with us a little bit about what that looks like and shared a little bit about some of those in our lives that we look up to who seem to have this closeness with Jesus, this intimacy with God that maybe we long after. And I know in my own walk, the people who have impacted me the most, specifically the speakers and pastors who have impacted my life the most, are those who give me a desire for more of Jesus. Who can come up here and I can leave a meeting or leave a service and not just say that was a good talk or a good message from the word, but my heart is left burning for more of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Jesus himself had this effect. If you look on the road to Emmaus when he's talking with the disciples, what did they say? Right? Did not our hearts burn within us when we had this moment of coming close to the King? And that's my deep desire. And I know that's our deep desire as we continue to come here. And the beautiful thing is this closeness with Jesus is available to each and every one of us through the Spirit. So when we look in Scripture, we've been looking over these days at David. And he's known as the man after God's own heart. And we see other characters throughout Scripture who had that intimacy with God. Another one of those people is Moses. And we see Moses had this closeness with God that was unrivaled to so many people that we see throughout all of Scripture. And in Exodus chapter 33, it says, Moses, he would go out to the tent of meeting. And whenever he would go out to the tent, it says in verse 8, all the people would rise up and they would stand at their tent door and just watch him go. Now think about that. They were watching because they knew what was about to happen. It says he would go into the tent. And the presence of the Lord would descend. The pillar of cloud would descend on the tent to meet with Moses. And I'm guessing in their hearts, some of them were like some of us are when we look at those who have that intimacy with God. A little envious, maybe. Look at him. There he goes again into the very presence of God. And then it says he would go in there and he would begin to speak with the Lord. And in verse 11 of Exodus 33, it says, thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. In the Hebrew, that word face to face, it means mouth to mouth. That's the idea, mouth to mouth. Does that make you squirm a little bit when you think of talking to someone mouth to mouth? We like our personal space. I don't talk to many people that I would say I talk to them mouth to mouth. Right? It makes us a little uncomfortable because of the closeness and the intimacy that picture provokes in us. So when I was younger, I used to tell my dad, Dad, I don't want to say the B word. Right? It's like I was real young. And it's like what in the world? What are you talking about? And the word that I was so afraid to say when I was younger was the word beautiful. And I don't know why, but I was like, I don't like that word. It makes me feel uncomfortable because it just, to me, felt like such like an intimate word. And so as a young boy, I just like, for whatever reason, the word beautiful was like, oh, stay away. That's like, that's a girly word or something like that. And it just caused a different emotion in me. That's what's this closeness. It can make us a little squirmish because of how intimate it really is. All of us being seen, all of us being controlled by God. But we see this face-to-face life with Moses, and I think some of us would say, man, I'd really enjoy that. I'd really like to know God in a face-to-face, mouth-to-mouth relationship. And then we see another story in the book of Exodus where Moses is going up to Mount Sinai, and he comes back down out of the presence of God, and the people are like, whoa, you have way too much of God's glory radiating off of yourself. And so they say, please put on a veil because you're in his presence. And my guess is it wasn't just a one-time thing, but when he was in the presence of God, he began to radiate the presence of God. And so he had to have this veil because they just couldn't handle it any longer. But then we look into the New Testament, in the New Covenant, with the Spirit of God that we now all have access to. And you know what Paul writes? In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he says, since we have such a hope, we're very bold. Not like Moses, who had put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened. For to this day, when they read the Old Covenant, the same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, that veil is removed. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, now with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory into another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So I'm here to encourage you this morning that that same intimacy that Moses had with God, the face-to-face, mouth-to-mouth intimacy, is now available to each and every one of us by the power of the Holy Spirit who's been given to us through Christ Jesus. And so I just want to take a moment for us to receive that reality, because sometimes it seems so far off. But really, right now, God is longing to meet with us in a face-to-face way. When you go back to your room today, the Spirit is longing to reveal Jesus to you in a face-to-face way. No longer with veils, but now beholding His glory and transforming us into His image. So I just want to take a moment here. Again, we keep talking about these final days. I got here and you guys started talking about, we're in the last days. I'm like, I just got here, you know? So can I just enjoy this a little bit? And so I've been kind of trying to slow the days down as everyone else seems to be ramping up. But can we just slow down for a minute again? Just pause in the presence. Today's a new day. A new day to receive. A new day to behold His glory. A new day to come face to face with the King. I just wanted to open our hearts to that reality. And then we'll move into a time if there are any testimonies that you have to share of how maybe you feel you're moving from glory to glory. Maybe the Spirit has been touching you and your heart over these last days, and you haven't shared yet, but you feel like your heart's pounding a little bit, especially as young people, right? Your heart's pounding, and I've got to share how God is moving in my life. But let's just come and receive the good gift of the Spirit this morning. Jesus, we thank You. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Jesus, we are so thankful that we can come into Your presence now with unveiled faces. And Jesus, we look at the examples of these great saints throughout history who have known You in such an intimate way. And we thank You, God, that that is our reality today. Lord, that You don't make any distinction between us. But now we can come into Your presence and speak face to face with You and behold Your glory and be transformed today more into Your image. And so, Father, I pray that you would bring us closer to Yourself today. Bring us into a deeper hunger and desire for Your glory, Lord God. Holy Spirit, that You would break down any walls, that You would empty us so that we may be filled today. Jesus, that we would look upon You and be changed and transformed and filled and given the strength and the power we need today to continue to move forward. So, Holy Spirit, we lay down anything that would come against this, anything that would hinder us from entering into Your presence. But Lord, we're no longer spectators watching Moses go into the tent. We're going into the tent as well. We're going into the holy place, entering into the throne room of grace by the blood of Jesus. And we just dwell there now. We rest in the Holy of Holies. And we receive, Holy Spirit, all that You have. Lord, the work is not done of what You have for us here. We pray that You would just give us rest and knowing that You long to accomplish what You've started. But Lord, that we would have a hunger as well, a zeal, as we come into Your presence. And so just be with us as we move forward in these next days. Reveal Yourself to us. We ask this all in Your precious and holy and matchless name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Sweet will of God. Still hold me now. precious Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the white book, 125. Would you stand as we sing this?
Jesus, high and exalted Lord, filling all and in all. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Jesus, Jesus, glory. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Seated.